Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Just a reminder, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. This text comes in out of Southern Alberta. Bob, I'm a regular listener to your show. Avid listener. I am concerned that some of the insiders that are usually very positive about the Oilers are starting to be concerned about the team as well. We don't have enough people on this team that will do whatever it takes to win a game. We seem to lack urgency every game. It's very concerning that outside of a rare goal, we literally have three people on the team that provide the offense for the entire team. I don't think Ken Holland did enough, and I'm very concerned it's our last shot possibly with both Connor and Leon. You can text us at 780-496-0063. This text comes in out of the U.S., out of Wisconsin. I have a question. Why aren't we seeing more of Troy Stetcher? Thought he had two pretty solid games. Giving up 11 goals in two games, I would have thought some changes on D would have been in order. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Well, we are going to see a change in the pairings, as Vincent Desharnais is going to go back with Kulak and Cody Ceci, who needs to elevate. He had a poor expected goals share in that game 5-on-5 against Ottawa, in a game in which the Oilers really kind of dominated the hockey game. So we're going to need to see a better performance from everybody. In terms of, again, the numbers, 0 goals in 13 games for an RNH, 0 goals in 15 games for Evander Kane. The Oilers need some juice out of those two guys. That is an absolute given. Let's tell you this. Guests and Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring the night of the town, every meal is an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse, 9990 Jasper Avenue. You can tell Chris and Chef Eltaf that Oilers Now sent you. By the way, I want to get to one more text, and it's from Epstein's mother. Bob, did you see the media individual who basically said that Zach Hyman scored 50 goals because he's the son of a rich kid? And because he plays with Connor McDavid. I did not see the full blurb. I've had somebody reference that to me. People are allowed to have their opinions. My opinion is Zach Hyman works his tail off, and Zach Hyman and Matthias Ekholm have been massive pickups for the Edmonton Oilers hockey team. If it was so easy for everybody to score 50 goals, everybody would score 50 goals. We've seen a spike in the numbers with McDavid before. Think of 27 goals for Patrick Maroon. I might argue even 20 goals for Milan Lucic in his first year as an Edmonton Oiler, even though he spent the majority of the final 20 games that year on a fairly productive line with Nugent Hopkins and Eberle. But the bottom line is every player on that team will tell you it is in large part because of Zach Hyman. We're always honest here. We're always up front. Earlier today, we caught up with Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. He is our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Here's our sit-down one-on-one conversation with Ken Holland. Now that the trade deadline has come and gone, just an assessment on sort of the additions of what Perry, Adam Henrique, Sam Carrick, and Troy Stetcher give the Edmonton Oilers from a depth perspective.
Well, first off, Bob, that's you've used the word depth. Our thought heading down to the trade deadline was to get deeper, more NHL players. Obviously, it started with the signing of Corey Perry, and at the deadline, we've got a righty and Carrick and a lefty and Henrique. They both can take draws. They can play right wing, left wing. You know, Troy Stetcher is a guy that we played against the playoffs 2 years ago. Depth defenseman, gives us 7, and then between now and the end of the year, we'd like to give Broberg 2 or 3 games to see, so that Chris Knobloch can see where he's at.
A thought on a couple years ago, in 2021, you signed Zach Hyman. 27 and 36 goals his first 2 seasons. You guys 1-5 in the Battle of Alberta.
But in your wildest dreams, when you made that signing, did you envision Zach becoming a 50-goal scorer?
No chance. I mean, I think realistically, when we signed him, you know, we were hoping for 25 goals, play hard, get in the forecheck. That was the same summer that we also made the deal for Fogle. We were a rush team. We wanted to be a better forecheck team, and so certainly we were bringing in Zach Hyman to forecheck, be heavy on pucks, chip in with some. Like I said, we thought we were hoping for 20-25 goals, and you know, obviously last year he had 37, and now he's kind of taking it to another level again, 50. That you could just see his confidence grows, and he goes to the blue paint, and I'm hopeful with. You know, with guys like Zach Hyman, Corey Perry goes to the blue paint, Evander Kane goes to the blue paint. The more people that you can have going to the blue paint come playoff time, because it's so hard to get goals, I think it's an asset. So, that's part of where we're going. But certainly I did not see Zach getting 50 goals. He's had an unbelievable year.
We're joined by Edmonton Oilers General Manager Ken Holland. Bob Stauffer joining you on Oilers Now. Ken, you got guys like Hyman that are scoring. McDavid has got a chance for 100 assists, but you could probably use a little bit more secondary scoring. You got a couple guys. Nugent Hopkins hasn't scored in 13 games. Evander Kane, who is going to play tonight after not playing in Ottawa due to a maintenance day, he hasn't scored in 15 games. You do need some support from those guys, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think secondary scoring come playoff time is critical for success. Now, these are guys that have scored. Last year, I think everybody in our team had double-digit goals. All the forwards had double-digit goals. This year, the secondary scoring has been a little bit harder to come by. But they have scored. They have produced. And I'm... optimistic that as we head down the stretch and head into the playoffs, that they are going to pitch in and give us some secondary scoring. And I was looking at the stats this morning. We're ninth in the league in goals against. I'm big on goals against. You got to be able to.
The team was 17th last year.
Yeah. So right. I mean, we've made massive improvements in our goals against. If we can keep keeping the puck out of the net and get some secondary scoring, that's a part of the recipe for a long run.
One of the things that has to happen, and you've moved draft picks, draft capital, to go get the Adam Henriques of the world and the Matthias Ekholm. Much like Hyman, you couldn't have asked for much more out of Matthias. I mean, he's plus 60 the last 2 years, which leads the National Hockey League. He's at half a point per game, and he's been a wonderful partner for Evan Bouchard. This is a trade that's really worked out for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you make deals, you hope that they're going to work out, but you never really know till it comes out. Right from the get-go, Ekholm found real good chemistry with Bush, and I think one's plus 26, one's plus 32 this year. They've been a wonderful pair for us, like you said. I think also it's not only what he's done on the ice. He's a real leader, and he's very, very well respected in the locker room. He gives us size. The other night when we played Ottawa in the corner, when I think it was Giroux that he run over. He gives you a physical presence. Those are all important ingredients to success. So, again, it couldn't have worked out any better. And the good news is he's here for another year or two.
We're joined by Edmonton Oilers GM Ken Holland. Ken, the work isn't done. I mean, the reality is you've moved some picks. You're signing a 22-year-old goaltender, Connor Unger, who finished up with Moose Jaw in the Western League and played at Brock University this year. And then James Steffen, son of Patrick Steffen, signed out of the Portland Winterhawks, who was second in the WHL in shorthanded goals and scored 50 goals. Just a quick summation of your thoughts on going out and getting guys like Unger and Steffen.
And Noah Philp is going to re-sign with us. Noah had a real good year last year, and for personal reasons decided to take the year off from hockey. But the second half of last year in the American League was really on the upcome, and was becoming a real important player for Bakersfield. Great big man, 6'3", right shot center iceman. So re-signing Philp and then Unger in goal, Steffen. When you don't have a lot of draft picks, you've got to sign some people that are undrafted and put them in the American League and let them let them develop, and hopefully that one or two of these players are going to be Edmonton Oilers in a two, 3 years.
Ken, final question for you. I mean, it's going to be quite the race in the West. There's some really good teams. It has been a bit of an up-and-down season for the Oilers. Obviously, a tough start that ultimately cost Jay Woodcroft and Dave Manson their jobs after a 3-9-1 start. The team, I think, today is 42-23-4. You know, you got 13 games left in the regular season. You got to close strong, don't you, here, to at least have home ice for the opening round.
Yeah, I'm certain you want home ice, but I don't think it's, you know, you look last year, Florida didn't have home ice in any series, and they went to the Stanley Cup final, so it's not. I think the most important thing here down the stretch is that we find our game. You know, touch wood, you want to get lucky with injuries. You know, you want to go into the playoffs with everybody on board, feeling good about your game, and then the West is going to have eight teams that any one of them can go on a run and come out of the Western Conference. I think the West is as deep as it's been in any memory, in my recent memory. So you got to be on top of your game. But again, I think the last 13, we want to play good. What I also like is we've got some real good opponents. You know, tonight in Winnipeg, we come home to L.A. on Thursday, and then next week we go at Dallas, or at St. Louis, at Dallas. We come home to Colorado. So, you know, we're going to play some good teams here down the stretch, and if we're going to win games, we're going to have to be playing at the best of our ability because everybody's fighting for position. So these next 13 games are really important to get us set up for the playoffs.
And just to finalize things, you do have 13 games left. You have a little bit of cap space. You can afford to potentially have one of Dylan Holloway or Philip Roberg, you know, get some games here. Is it out of the realm of possibility that we might see one or maybe both of them by the end of the year?
Yeah, that's a possibility in the month of April, you know, in the next 10 days. We play 10 games and 18 nights in April. We have a lot of hockey. I think it's important for Chris Knobloch to see Roberg play 2-3 games. He hasn't, actually, I don't think Roberg's played for him since he became coach. We sent him down, and Holloway obviously provides a dimension of speed, and he's playing with a lot of confidence down there. So there's a good chance in the month of April that one or both might get 2-3 games.
There you go. That is Edmonton Oilers General Manager Ken Holland. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Here we go. Not everybody's a Ken Holland fan. This one out of Edmonton. Oh, at Coleman Hyman, yes. Congrats, Old Dog Holland, on adding two contributors. Your whole tenure here when the core was already established. And totally whiffed on his goal. He should be sending a basket of roses to Peter Chiarelli for drafting Stuart Skinner. The fact that Holland still is on board after countless missteps speaks to larger issues at the head of this organization. Okay. Lose two games in a row, and everybody gets fired up, comes with the territories. Here's what I'll say. Top 10 in the league overall since he took over as GM. Have there been missteps? Yes. The Athanasiu trade, bad trade. One of the two guys that's no longer with the organization that came over from the Red Wings, Tyler Wright and Archie Henderson, one of those guys took accountability for that. That's what I will tell you. You can figure out who it is, but, you know, he pulled me aside in Vernon and said, you should know, Stoff, that me and so-and-so pushed to Ken to do that deal, and they did the deal for the two number twos. That trade did not work out. Archie Henderson's contract ran out. He was in his mid-60s. He was replaced by Brad Holland, who was sort of seen as a guy that was open to the fancy stats and had time for video scouting and was seen as a progressive. Tyler Wright, when Jeff Jackson came aboard, Tyler Wright was ultimately replaced by Rick Bracey. Tyler's draft record, you know, I guess the first round of the 19 draft, technically he wasn't allowed to make the pick. Oilers took Broberg. He's down in the minors right now. He's played 40 games this season in the American Hockey League after playing the last couple of years a total of 79 NHL games. Broberg's got 2 goals, 23 points, plus 13 in 40 games. He's playing well, according to the head coach, Colin Chuck. I fully expect Broberg here next year. Dylan Holloway, I think, might be here sooner. 6 goals, 10 points in 12 games. He's played 83 NHL games, 6, 4, and 10 in 12 games, plus 3. And they're both going to be on the team full-time next season as Oilers. That's a given. In critical roles. Like, Broberg's going to be an everyday player. and Holloway will be in the Edmonton Oilers' top nine. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Imagine saying Zach is good because his parents are rich. Show me a rich kid raised with a silver spoon who works as hard as Zach Hyman. Makes him even more of an anomaly, in my opinion, says this texter out of Edmonton. P.S. Ken Holland is the best GM the Oilers have had in my 33 years of life. Never had as much confidence in my manager. I love Ken. That text comes in. So that's a bit of the range that's out there. Robin West Edmonton is texting on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. And he says, no surprise Chris Knobloch did not sit Cody Ceci down in his hometown in Ottawa on Sunday, even though he was struggling. We all know that Chris, our coach, isn't John Tortorella. That one comes to us from Rob in the West End. Again, 780-496-0063. Bob, I don't agree with Dylan Holloway, says this texter out of Edmonton, being a starter for us next year. He's had his time. He's not delivered yet at the NHL. I'm just telling you, logic dictates. I mean, the Edmonton Oilers, just think about this for a second, okay? Of the 12 forwards that are going to play tonight, McDavid with RNH and Hyman, Draisaitl with Henrique and Fogle, McLeod with Kane and Perry, Ryan with Janmark and Brown. Fogle, UFA. Henrique, UFA. Perry, UFA. Janmark, UFA. Connor Brown, UFA. Sam Carrick, who's the 13th forward tonight, is a UFA as well. Like, that's six UFA forwards. They're not going to all get re-signed. That's just the reality of the situation. Again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. It is 3:50 in Edmonton. Ken Holland was our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. You are invited to join New West Travel on an Avalon River cruise next March. Explore Southeast Asia. You'll discover Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. This is a 19-day tour. It includes a 7-night river cruise and gourmet meals, fine wines, and daily tours. You'll be immersed in the cultures and ancient traditions as you sightsee and spend time in the most fascinating places along the mighty Mekong River. Book by March 31st. Save $1,300 per person. For full details, contact New West Travel at newwesttravel.com. A reminder that guests and Oilers Now receive gift cards to Japanese Village, Edmonton's favorite place to celebrate a special occasion. Try a Wagyu steak today at Japanese Village with a great location on Calgary Trail South. We'll take a quick timeout at 3:51 in Edmonton, and we'll tell you when we come back in Oilers Now, we're going to bang off a couple more texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and then we're going to get to Oilers Now trivia for our friends at Pro-Am Sports. Want to remind you that Pro-Am Sports has a private signing with Vincent Desharnais, fast becoming a popular member of the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club. You're listening to Oilers Now. We head into the Oilers Now injury report for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, proud supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, and the U of A Golden Bears. Trent Brown, the only guy I know that pulled off Defensive Player of the Week, Special Teams Player of the Week, and Offensive Player of the Week during his time at the University of Alberta. He was that good. And ended up being a two-time CFL All-Star back in the day. Edmonton is completely healthy. Carrick and Stetcher will be the healthy scratches for the Edmonton Oilers. For the Winnipeg Jets, Gabe Vilardi, he has 16 goals, 30 points in 38 games for Winnipeg, coming over in what has been a lopsided deal for the Kings. Kevin Shevlin, day off, he won the deal. He got rid of a disgruntled. When is Pierre-Luc Dubois seemingly ever happy? Wasn't happy in Columbus. Wasn't happy in Winnipeg. His tenure didn't go well to start with L.A. with Todd McClellan. Maybe he's happier now. I'm not sure. But the deal was PLD from Winnipeg to L.A. for Vilardi, Iafallo, Kupari in a second. Wow. The Kings gave up the ransom to get PLD. And when Vilardi comes back, you can make a strong argument. Winnipeg's got the deepest set of forwards in the National Hockey League. Again, that's the Oilers Now Injury Report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. And you can enter to win our Text of the Week draw, where winners receive 3 months of washes at my favorite car wash, Great White Car Wash, 10004 169th Street. Ford Canada's President Award is the most prestigious honor a dealership can receive. It's awarded for excellence in both sales and customer satisfaction. Uncle Milt says customers are thrilled when they pick up their new vehicle. The key to customer satisfaction is problem solving. And Brentridge Ford, their team is dedicated to providing solutions. That dedication has earned Brentridge their 13th President's Diamond Club Award. Reach out to Rich, Johnny, or Uncle Milt, 780-352-6048. Cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. I mentioned we're going to go to Oilers Game Day Trivia, which is presented by our friends at Pro-Am Sports. Again, they got the Vincent Desharnais private signing. The deadline is Wednesday, April the 3rd. All correct answers in the month of March are entered to win a framed, autographed Ryan Smith photo. You can check out Pro-Am Sports in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail and proamsports.ca. It's a fairly easy question, kind of, sort of. Here you go. When the Erie Otters won the OHL championship in 2017, under head coach Chris Knobloch, which Otter was the MVP of the OHL playoffs? When the Erie Otters won the 2017 OHL championship, which Otter and current Oiler won the MVP of the playoffs? 780-496-0063. Text us the correct answer. We will head off to a global news weather traffic update with James Dunn. Brian Lawton coming up for Wow Factor Desserts when we return on Oilers Now.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.